Hello again, and welcome back to the KWCA podcast. I'm the host, Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School. On today's program, we will catch up with 2020 KWCA 6A Coach of the Year, Travis Kuehl of Mill Valley.
Travis Kuehl runs a program at Mill Valley High School that any parent would feel good about having their team involved in, and any alum would be proud to claim. Before the 2019-20 season, he spent nearly two decades toiling away in search of a state championship. In recent years, his efforts began paying off, and the Jags brought home third-place trophies in 2015 and 16. After years of persistent knocking, this year's team broke down the door and brought home the 2020 6A championship. The dream season was made especially sweet due to the fact that twin sons Austin and Zach were seniors on the team, with Zach claiming his third state medal, including gold this year, and Austin earning his second state medal, including a third-place showing in 2020. Not only did this year's team put it together on the mat, but also in the classroom. The Jags not only finished number one in the team standings in Park City, but also ahead of all other 6A teams after the GPA data was calculated, a rare feat in the history of the KWCA Academic Award. In addition to this year's state championship team and the other two trophy teams, Mill Valley has six regional titles and five league championships to its credit under Kuehl's leadership. Coach Kuehl has also spent years serving as coaching and administrative roles with USAWKS, managing teams that have competed across the country, including national tournament in Fargo. In this role, he has helped hundreds of wrestlers from all corners of the state hone their skills and reach new levels of performance. Kuehl is well-respected in coaching circles and has been selected by his peers to five Regional Coach of the Year awards and 6A Coach of the Year this year, in addition to the same honor in 5A during the 2015 and 2018 seasons. With us on the line is 2020 KWCA 6A Coach of the Year, Travis Kuehl. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you taking the time to interview me.
You are the only head wrestling coach in the history of Mill Valley High School and have built a program that is the envy of programs across the state. Talk about how you landed at MVHS and what your plan was in those early years that has manifested itself in the success that you have enjoyed in recent years.
Well, it was a brand new high school back in 2000. I was the head coach at DeSoto High School from 97 to 2000, and they're in the same school district. So Mill Valley High School opened up, and I moved over there to open up the new high school and start a program from scratch. And our vision was to win state titles, but early on, it didn't seem like it was ever going to be possible. But we just kept working, and we had the right people in the right places. We had a lot of support from our families, our parents, our kids' club, our other coaches, our administration. So it's kind of been a lot of hard work, but it's turned into a really, really neat thing.
So this year's senior class had to be extra special, with Austin and Zach being part of the class of 2020. Did that scenario make a difference, or was it just business as usual?
We had talked about it as dad and boys. Wouldn't it be nice if we could win the state title? And they said that before they got in high school, and then we kind of never talked about it. We just worked and worked and worked and tried to do our best every day. And even then, down in Wichita, we weren't thinking about it. We were going down there trying to wrestle our best and be our best as a team. And in the end, it was a great thing because we had a great senior class, great junior class, great sophomore class, some good freshmen, and then to throw it in there and have your own boys on the team to when you win your first state title was pretty awesome.
I saw you directly in at least one tournament this year and followed your results, obviously, throughout. You'd never probably put your full bore lineup together really until down the stretch. Was that more of strategy and making sure the guys were healthy?
It was kind of nerve-wracking. We had some injuries in January, early January, middle of January. Then we had some sickness, and then we never had everybody in at the right time, it seemed like, until we got to regionals. And then when we got to regionals, I knew we could be good, but I knew we could be really good if we had everybody in there. So that was the goal, to get everybody ready for regionals. That's kind of what we did, and the kids really, they worked hard, they worked for each other, they were committed to a purpose, and they did wonders, and they did all the work, and I commend them for their efforts down the stretch the last 2 weeks, even though we had all the adversity before.
So the Jags have had a great run in football under Coach Joel Appleby. Two of your three individual state champions, Tyler Green and Ethan Kramer, are also standouts on the gridiron. By the way, the picture that I saw floating around social media with Ethan holding the football trophy on one hand and the wrestling on the other, that's a keeper. That is a neat, neat picture. So what is your philosophy on multi-sport participation, and what kind of relationship do you have with the other sport coaches at Mill Valley High?
We encourage our athletes to play all sports that they can or able to, and our relationship with football, it goes hand in hand with wrestling. Like Coach Appleby, he was down there on the floor at the state wrestling tournament Friday and Saturday watching us and supporting us. So he's a real big believer in wrestling. His son, who's going to be a freshman this year, is a wrestler and a football player. So Coach Appleby and I have a really good relationship, and we share a lot of athletes, and we think it's important that they do both, and they work hard, and they're doing things that are right to make them successful on and off the mat or on and off the field.
This year, you know, looking back on it, really had to be a real watershed moment for you. I mean, you know, getting it done this year, if this was a situation, you know, maybe you got close this year and we're looking to do it next year, there's really a lot of uncertainty out there. So do you think you'll still have that motivation and drive? Will it be the same next year as it was when you were in pursuit of this goal for so many years?
I think it goes more so now that we've done it. Now we want to get back there and do it again, because all that was fun and exciting, and a lot of people were happy for us, and whenever we get the green line, we're going to pursue another one. So we're just waiting on getting the green light. And when we do, we'll pursue it. And I'm going to have a lot of energy because I haven't been coaching since the state tournament. So,
as you look back on your career at this point, what stands out most to you, and what are you hoping for the future for the program?
The thing that stands out most to me is just how many kids have been through our program and have benefited from the sport of wrestling in their life, just in their life and in the classroom. I mean, we have had many kids come through our room, and a lot of them have benefited. Some of them weren't state placers, some of them weren't state champions, but they always come back and say, like, hey, thanks, coach, for working with us and pushing me and making me a better person on and off the mat. And that's kind of our goal. We want to make better people first, and then the rest will take care of itself. And we just want to continue to do that into the future, continue to make better people of high character that want to do good at all aspects of their life and give themselves opportunities when they leave Mill Valley High School. So that's kind of our future goal. I think the rest takes care of itself.
Well, that, you know, amen to that. And like I say, that, you know, you have a program that any parent, I think, would feel good about having their teen involved in. So that definitely is a good philosophy that you definitely play out. Talk about some of the mentors and coaches that you have looked up to and modeled your program after over the years.
I really haven't. I mean, I've taken a lot from a lot of different people. I mean, someone told me a long time ago when I was young that you got to be yourself. You can't be one other person. You can't be this coach. You can't be that coach. You have to be yourself. So what I've done over the years is just taken a lot from a lot of different coaches. Some of my coaches in high school, Coach Jody Thompson at Labette. I've had some great opportunities through USAW Kansas to go out to the Olympic Training Center and learn there. Gary Mayab, spent some time with him. There's just a lot of people that I've pulled things from to help build and shape our program and have a philosophy on how we want to do things. And each year it's grown. Some years I take some things out, but it's just a collection of people that I've been through over the last 25 years. I mean, it could be Fargo coaches that I go coach at Fargo with, and even some from other states. It's just, there's a lot of resources out there that can help any coach become better. And if you're willing to put the time in, and that's kind of that's kind of what I've done since 2007 when I jumped in with USAWKS. It's just, all right, 2007, I'm going to learn as much as I can and get as good as I can and see where this goes.
All right, so from taking a group of U16 competitors on a side trip to the Ohio State Room when traveling to the national duels to rubbing shoulders with John Smith, what are a few of your favorite wrestling-related experiences or chance meetings with wrestling royalty that don't necessarily involve cornering an athlete?
I'm thankful for all the opportunities I've had, I could tell you that. Like being down at Oklahoma State and being invited down there with Coach Smith, going to his clinics. We took our cadet team to Penn State a couple years ago. I think when Austin and Zach were freshmen, we trained out there before the cadet duels in York, Pennsylvania. So that was pretty cool. And we got to train in the Ohio State Room, going out to the Olympic Training Center and being around some of the best coaches and athletes is pretty nice, where you just get to be a fly on the wall and just watch and observe and see how they do things. And they're just normal people. And once I realized, hey, these guys are just normal people like everyone else, they just really, they love what they do and they work really hard. And that, I mean, that kind of resonated with me back in 2007 when I seen that, like, I think I can do this.
So as mentioned, you are Mill Valley High School's first and only head coach in the sport of wrestling. You built your program from scratch, basically raising it like a child in diapers to an elite program that it is today. With a full head of hair and a wrinkle-free complexion, you may look like a rookie, but you aren't exactly a spring chicken. When you are ready to step away and hand over the reins, what is your hope for the program, and do you think it will be difficult letting go of something with your thumbprint so firmly embedded in it?
Whenever that time comes, I don't know when it is yet. I would want someone that has the same work ethic and the same passion for kids and building relationships with kids. And it's not really about winning. It's about building relationships with kids and making sure they're taken care of and on and off the mat. And it's a lot of hard work. And it's got to be a person that's going to work hard and do the right things and make sure the program continues in the right direction. And that's what my two cents will be.
I mean, do you think it'll be a case where you're going to be able to just hand it off and turn your back, or do you think you'll still be involved in the periphery?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it a lot. I mean, I'm focused on this year right now, getting back to school and getting back to wrestling, but I mean, I would think I'll have something to do with it. Maybe, I don't know. It depends on who the person is.
I see. Yeah, and I don't mean to, you know, push that point. You know, you got a lot of gas in the tank left, but you're probably, you know, at least at your midway point anyway. So the wrestling community is tight. You and Chanute's Andy Albright are close friends and had similar outcomes this season. Tradition Rich Chanute won its first state championship. And the team also, like you guys, won the state academic championship in 4A. You both grew up in Southeast Kansas and have similarly brought successes to your program, in similar ways, I would say, as well. So 4A competes in Salina, 6A in Park City. But were you guys able to connect and share a message of congratulations after the dust settled at state?
Oh, it was a long, I think it was probably about 2 hours after we were each done. After the dust settled and we were driving back home, I think he called me first, and I didn't have a voice, but yeah, he called and we congratulated each other. I think we talked more on Sunday about how awesome it was that we both got to experience a state title the same year. And I mean, we know how hard it is to do that, and we also know how hard each other we work to do what we do, and it's not easy.
Yeah, and I've, you know, as a fellow coach and just fan of the sport, it was really neat, and I'm proud of you guys. But I got to say, yeah. I bet knowing how what a jokester Andy is, though, he was probably calling you and saying that Keisha recalculated the score and you guys actually got third or something.
No, he didn't even do that. He was he was pretty happy for me because he knew, I mean, with the boys and how important it was and how stressed Coach Keel gets. And, and I think he was relieved for me.
So, all right, well, we've been visiting with 2020 6A Coach of the Year, Travis Keel of Mill Valley High School. Coach, thanks for taking the time and all the best to you and your family.
Thank you, Coach Kelly. I appreciate all you do for Kansas wrestling, and thanks for having me on today.
This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast, reminding you that it's not too late to register for the NWCA virtual convention that happens this week. Registration is only $99, and make sure to select KWCA at checkout. And also make sure to put the KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic on your calendar. The first weekend in October is the time. Salina is the place. With John Smith and Company headlining, it will be a hot ticket. Until next time, thanks for listening.